Weekend Breakfast
with Alison Curtis.
Playing the music you love.
Today FM.
It all happens here.
Today FM. Weekend Breakfast, and as promised, Charlene Mosley has joined me. How are you?
Yeah, I'm really good. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much for joining us. We are very much looking forward to this. So you've had an incredible year, to say the least. But you know what I think really broke people, Charlene, is your post relay race interview. And you came across so well and so honest. And I just can't imagine you were able to even speak after doing that. Talk us through that moment.
Yeah, I guess it's really hard. Like, you're very vulnerable and you're very emotional in that moment. And, you know, David has kind of been there and done that. And I guess speaking to him makes it like a little bit easier. And, you know, I was so embarrassed when I first finished that interview, because when I like reflected, I was like, oh, great, the whole country has seen me cry.
Aww.
But I think reflected upon it, I think, you know, people can see how much it means to us as a team. And like, that was just genuine raw emotion, because we put our whole lives on hold for this. And, you know, it just means the world to us what we do. So when it doesn't go the way we had hoped it went, obviously there is emotions there. And I think that's when people really got to see through to our personalities how much it means to us.
Yeah. And they got to see you like collectively as a four piece, and how much that, you know, each of you put into that and how much it mattered to all four of you. I mean, the country was behind you, and I hope that you guys really felt that.
Yeah, no, definitely. I think the support we had made everything so much easier. Like, I keep saying to people that we went on a night out after that, because it was our last day in Paris, and we went to O'Sullivan's, a typical Irish bar, and just even all of the Irish people who were there supporting us, watching us in the stadium, it kind of like brought it back to reality that they were all so proud of us, so that we should be so proud of ourselves, because, you know, we've never been in that position before. Being in an Olympic final and then coming like challenging for medals was crazy. So the support definitely helps take away from that raw emotion as well.
Oh, definitely. So we had Rashida on actually a couple of times this year, and one of the questions that I asked her that I want to put to you as well is sort of your earliest memory of realizing, oh, I'm actually kind of superhuman here. This, I can do this. You have a really fantastic early memory of this.
I definitely don't think I'm superhuman, because I think anyone can honestly do anything they put their mind to, and I think that's all I did. I do remember I was under 10s at the community games. I think a lot of people will resonate with the community games, because I feel like everyone kind of does it. And I had came second, and it was in the All-Ireland community games. And I remember walking off and my mom was like, I feel like I've just won the lotto. And she was like, then like, I think a guy walked past us and she was like, I don't know what what winning the lotto feels like. But I remember in that moment, I was like, wow, I must be really good at running fast. And then I had a bit of a lull for a few years, and then I think 2015 was when I started to kickstart things again, and I started going to like European championships and things like that. So that's kind of my earliest memories.
I love that though. And you're like, wow, you're just like that surge, and you're like, yeah, I think I can do this. I think I can do this on a global stage. I think it's brilliant as well. So have you thought as far as the 2028 Olympics, or where's your mindset on that?
I would love to go to LA. I think it would be so cool to go to LA and have an Olympic Games there, because I've seen everything that Paris was. So I think LA would be even cooler. And I think that's 4 years that I would commit the rest of my career to. So that would definitely be where I'm looking at right now. Obviously, you don't know what happens. Like, you have to stay fit, healthy, injury free. So if my body allows me to go, I'll go to LA 2028, and then I'll be hanging off my spikes there.
Oh my God, that's an incredible plan though. That's amazing. I love this as well. Like, so Charlene, like, the thing is, like, when people like myself and so many, the majority of people don't compete at that high level, it's very hard to us to kind of understand a daily routine where I'm like, I walked 7,000 steps today. I'm amazing, or whatever. I feel great. But yours is very strict. It's literally eat, train, eat, nap, eat.
Yeah, literally. And, you know, it's funny because my mom is one of those people who's clocking up her steps. So we always compare our days. But yeah, most of mine is just training. But it's kind of nice that I don't have to go out and get my 10,000 steps at the end of the day. They're already clocked up. So that is the nice side of athletics. But yeah, it's just literally like the recovery part is so important. And I think, you know, I would tell a lot of people like, yeah, I only trained for 2 hours today. But like, you have to recover in those other hours, because, you know, there was years where I wasn't. I would just train and then I would go about my day, and, you know, I'd be exerting energy I didn't need to exert. So
yeah,
definitely so important, the recovery and the sleep and the nutrition, all of that. It's really important.
Well, it's such a holistic approach, isn't it? And that's what you need to get to where you are. The thing that I was actually asking Rashida about as well is just... like, if you can see it, you can believe it. And you and Sophie and Phil and anybody from Team Ireland that represented us in the Olympics, like, you do inspire a new generation, even though you guys are young yourselves, but a new generation of kids, like maybe like my daughter starting secondary school going, do you know what? Maybe I would like that. And maybe I would like to try that. And like, that's a huge power and empowerment to have.
Yeah, no, it is. And I think we just want to be a positive reinforcement for the girls. And, you know, I do think that even seeing things that, like, not everything goes right all of the time, and we do have genuine emotions as well. And I think it's good for girls to be able to see that growing up, that, you know, not everything is super glamorous. We go onto the track looking quite glamorous with the hair and makeup done, but, you know, that there is a lot of hard work that has to go into it. But just to have, like, little girls looking up to us, like, we get tagged in, like, Instagram stories all the time with little kids wearing bows when they're going out to training, and I think that's so special, just to see that we were able to inspire people just a little bit. So it's nice that the girls have that to look up to.
Charlene, when you said the bows, I actually got goosebumps, because I said that to Rashida as well. Like, it was really, really powerful to see.
Yeah, it's funny because I remember being in the Bahamas at the World Relays, and Rashida and I both had white bows in our hair, but it wasn't planned. And then kind of as the, like, season went on, we were all kind of wearing bows in our hair, which was really nice. And I think now, like, little kids can see that. And it's just something small, like, that brings that girly aspect to the sport as well.
Yeah, it's a unifier for sure. So before I let you go, though, Plate for Plate is a charity. It's an initiative that started as something very special yesterday, and it's running again today. And it's basically aiming to bring billions of meals globally to people in need. Will you tell us a little bit more about that and your involvement?
Yeah, so I've worked with Zambrero for the last 3 years, and Zambrero is a Mexican food chain, super yum.
Yeah.
And basically they give back for every burrito or bowl that's purchased in the Zambrero franchise. They give back a meal to people in need. So today we're going to be packing those meals. It's so fun. It's such a nice day, and it's just so nice to give back to people. So yeah, I'm so looking forward to it.
And that's in St. Mary's College in Rathmines today, is it?
Yeah. No, I'm already here getting ready for the day. The music is blaring behind me, so I can't wait.
Oh, it's incredible. And globally, Zambrero have actually donated close to 83 million meals so far. Like, that's staggering.
Yeah, when you go into the restaurants, you can see how many meals. And it's funny because you will be in the queue and you will just see the numbers go up and up and up. So it's such a nice initiative, and I feel really grateful to be a part of the brand.
Oh, lovely. Oh, Charlene, thank you so much for your time. We'll be watching you and your future very closely. You are such a great ambassador for young women and for Ireland and in total, in general. All of you guys are. And it was a pleasure to have you on Weekend Breakfast. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank
for having
you.
Me.
Take care. Bye.
Weekend Breakfast
with Alison Curtis.
Playing the music you love.
Today FM.
It all happens here. Today.